The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 44, northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 35. Daytime highs approaching 46, tomorrow lots of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
The Department of Wildlife and Parks has a meeting set for noon Thursday, November 30th, as its seven-member bipartisan Board of Commissioners will hold its last meeting of this year. Commissioners said they will vote on a staff recommendation to include new price increases for non-resident and anglers between $2.50 and $65, depending on the type of license or permit, as well as the creation of an application fee for non-resident turkey permits. They will also hear the secretary's orders for free park entrances and free fishing days. Mays USD 266 is being investigated by the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. According to an email to parents Thursday night, quote, Mays USD 266 takes allegations of discrimination seriously and is committed to cooperating fully with any investigation, end quote. No word has been given on these specific grounds for the USD 266 complaint. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you. Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area. Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land. Contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to FloydSales.com.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
A sign that was posted in a Hill City bar sparked vandalism at the business. The owner of Cowboy Junction in Hill City posted a sign in the bar that said, "No coons." Someone took a photo of the sign and posted it on Facebook. It then went viral from there. Following the Facebook post, someone did spray paint the message KKK Club on the outdoor sign for the club. Graham County Sheriff Cole Presley said Thursday the department had no suspects in the vandalism case, but the case is still under investigation. Kathy Hildebrand, the wife of owner Ralph Hildebrand, said the offending sign has been removed and the spray paint has been removed from their vandalized sign. The search still continues for an inmate who escaped from a satellite camp at the Leavenworth Penitentiary. Just after 4 o'clock last Friday, authorities discovered 50-year-old James Thompson was missing. U.S. Marshals and the FBI were informed that he's missing from the minimum security facility. Thompson was sentenced to 80 months in prison in the Northern District of Georgia for mail fraud. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A man was sentenced on Tuesday in federal court in Omaha for his role in killing an American bald eagle back in February. Domingo Zanetes Hernandez, 21, of Norfolk, was sentenced to time served for violating the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. He has been in custody since March 20th. The attorney's office said the other man involved, Ramiro Hernandez Zequin of Norfolk, remains at large and is believed to have fled the local area around the time his arrest warrant was issued. According to the Gearing Fire Department, Wednesday's mobile home fire on Ridge Drive in Gearing suffered $50,000 in damage. A total of 22 firefighters from Gearing and Scotts Bluff responded to a mobile home fire on Ridge Drive around 10:20 in the morning. The homeowner was not at home at the time, and the building is a complete loss with an estimated $50,000 in damage. The fire is currently under investigation by the state fire marshal. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. A bridge project in Hanover was further discussed at the Washington County Commissioners meeting last week. $1 million grant was approved, but remains $90,000 short of replacement cost. Commissioners were advised they could close the structure if Hanover City were not willing to contribute. While the structure is within city limits a block south of Ricky's Cafe, the county assumes responsibility due to state statute based on population numbers. Hanover previously rejected an offer to split the $90,000. No decisions were made. Purchase of a former daycare property in Washington by the hospital board was approved. They had considered using the former Homestead Nursing Home, but a grant application did not come through, and that building is being demolished. It was noted that if operation with 8 or 10 children is successful, building another facility at the nursing home site may be considered. An operator for the daycare will be solicited as the transition moves forward. The hospital board is putting up a storage building at the nursing home site for items from that building. A pair of new recycling trailers funded 75% through grants were delivered and will serve cardboard collection and the Greenleaf drop-off site. 4 trailers went into service last year in Lynn, Clifton, Barnes, and Hanover. Gage County supervisors were asked to reconsider an application for the confined feeding operation near Liberty, noting that the applicant exceeded zoning regulations in the county. They encouraged supervisors to visit a site in northern Gage County under construction and the proposed site. No motion was brought forward. Marshall County is moving ahead with the bridge on State Line Road and has selected a contractor. During discussion, Gage County was willing to split the cost but would not be able to do that if the bid process did not go forth as state statutes provide. Gage County also presented the option of culverts instead of a bridge, which they reported as feasible and less expensive. Marshall County did not want culverts, and they chose to select a contractor without taking bids, therefore keeping Gage County from participating. The deputy county attorney will reach out to Marshall County for further discussions. Locations, dates, and times for Gage County infrastructure outreach meetings have been set to receive public input on a survey to gather data from constituents regarding a grant. A survey will be taken to find out how many miles people save traveling these roads, whether they think roads and bridges need repaired or replaced, and how safe they think they are. Participants do not need to be Gage County residents. They can be from surrounding counties, but travel these roads and cross these bridges. Data will provide supporting documentation on the grant applications. A meeting was held last week in Blue Springs with others planned at Tri-County, DeWitt, Claytonia, and Pickerel. Pawnee County Commissioners briefly discussed staffing shortages at the Sheriff's Department and a threat of termination of services if personnel are not granted raises, bringing compensation closer to adjacent counties. No action was taken. Marshall County Commissioners met Thursday to canvass the general election. With 41 provisional ballots, 2 Marysville school board races, and a city council seat could have changed, but final totals confirmed candidates leading as of election night were indeed winners. For USD 364, position 2, Paige Howard defeats Chance Hartner by 14 votes. For position 7, Craig Harries unseats Michelle Reinhart by 13 votes. And for Marysville City Council Ward 1, Chris Schrader unseats Parker Price by 9 votes. Write-in winners were also tabulated. James Shaughnessy takes a 3rd Axtell City Council seat with 41 votes ahead of Brad Brocksterman with 30. Ron O'Neill, Joe Studer, and Michael Rush are among 5 selected to Beatty City Council. With no filed candidates, Larry Novotny wins Oquito Mayor with 6 votes, and Daryl Cook, John Cook, Rick Schroller, Levi Ohm, and Ron Schroller were elected to council. In Summerfield, Jared Schneider with 21 and Keith Holberding 18 votes take council seats, while Ryan Constell had 13. In Blue Rapids, Jerry Zias was reelected mayor with 54% and 152 votes, while write-in Melva Sanner was 2nd high with 102. The Axtell community will host an open house Monday evening, 5 until 9, for the new fitness center, which will serve the high school and community at large. KNDY will broadcast live Monday afternoon to kick off the event. The facility was funded through private contributions and in-kind labor and services. Community Memorial Healthcare has signed a 10-year commitment to provide physical therapy and outpatient clinic services, which remain to be finalized. Public is welcome to the open house Monday evening, 5 until 9, at the new Fitness Center in Axtell. American Red Cross Blood Mobile will be at the Marysville American Legion Monday, November 20th, noon until 6. Walk-ins are welcome, or for an appointment, phone 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Bloodmobile at the Marysville American Legion Monday, noon until 6. Stephen A. Steve Hammett, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Friday at his home. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Steve Hammett. Wayne D. Fredericks, age 86, of Greenleaf, passed away November 14th. Graveside service Wednesday at 1 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wayne Fredericks.
Monday, November 20th, join the Axtell Economic Development Committee and KNDY for an open house of the new Axtell Community Fitness Center. From 5 until 9 p.m., join in welcoming the fitness center with food, friends, fun, and live broadcast from KNDY. Tour the center, learn about possibilities, and get yourself a membership to help build a healthier community. Help join in officially welcoming the Axtell Community Fitness Center November 20th from 5 until 9 p.m.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings, complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Rain showers likely today, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. More scattered showers possible overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Sunny and breezy on Tuesday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. A bit warmer on Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then staying clear into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cooler into Thursday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. There will be a slight chance for some snow flurries on Friday, otherwise cloudy and cooler with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then staying cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November, 52, record high on this date, 80. The average low 30 and the record low 11 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:16, sunset this evening at 5:10.
A clever marketing campaign over 100 years ago has been boosting marshmallow sales ever since. The history behind a Thanksgiving table classic today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 20th, the 324th day of the year. Country singers Josh Turner and Dierks Bentley are sharing a birthday. It's that time of year when a humble vegetable and candy concoction becomes a celebrated holiday side dish. Sweet potato casserole with marshmallows is coming your way. The first printed recipe using marshmallows with yams dated to 1918. It appeared in a cookbook published by a candy company to encourage the use of marshmallows in everyday recipes. And here's a few more fun marshmallow facts. Americans buy over 90 million pounds of them each year. Next to roasting them over a campfire, our favorite ways to eat them are in s'mores, floating in our hot chocolate, and, of course, in sweet potato casserole. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
The Axel Eagles bye for a third straight state championship in Class 8-man Division II continues Friday night as they win over Franklin 52-6 in sub-state action. Axel got the scoring off early with a 65-yard touchdown run by Landon Schmitz on the first play of the game. Axel went on to score four unanswered touchdowns in the first quarter, building their lead to 28-0. Frankfurt got their lone score of the game with 5 seconds left to go in the first half, but it was a little bit too late as Axel had already built up a 44-6 lead. Brandon Chelsley put in a 4-yard touchdown run to cap the game off 52-6, one of four touchdown runs by Smelsley on the evening. Axel moves on to 11-0 and will play in the state championship game next Saturday while Frankfurt finishes their season 9-3. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure Swiss from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
The big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Adaptable, attractive, and a favorite of birds and pollinators make Bayberry a great addition to the landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Bayberries, also known as wax myrtles, are evergreen in milder regions but shed their leaves in northern locations. They prefer full sun to part shade and are salt tolerant. Northern Bayberry is hardy in zones 3 to 6 and performs well in poor, sandy soil as well as clay. Southern Bayberry grows taller, prefers moist soil, and is hardy in zones 7 to 11. It's more drought and flood tolerant once established. The flowers may not be the showiest, but they do attract butterflies. But the grayish wax-covered fruit are decorative, used to make Bayberry candles, and a bird favorite. You do need a male and female plant for good fruit production. Use Bayberry in mixed borders, as hedges, or for erosion control. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
What do you give as a gift to someone who has meant a great deal to you throughout your life? First Lady Mamie Eisenhower had quite a gift for her uncle living in Iowa. The story of that gift and her time in the White House is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
First Lady Mamie Eisenhower was born in Boone, Iowa. Although her time here was brief, she came to visit family and was always close with her Uncle Joel. Later in life, she surprised him with quite a gift.
They gave him what would have been considered a spectacular gift at the time. They gave him a Windsor sedan, and when the dealer pulled up with it, he closed the door and thought that the dealer was joking. And they had to actually get Mamie on the phone to explain to Uncle Joel that it wasn't a joke, and that actually was a Christmas gift to him from Ike and Mamie.
Mara McKay shares the story from Boone, Iowa. The home where Mamie was raised remains, but it has gone through some changes over the years.
It had at one point been three apartment rentals. It was sitting next to the Baptist church, and they were thinking of tearing it down. And at that point, some local residents jumped in and said, we'd love to save that home, and moved it across the street.
Mara says relationships with family and friends were of the utmost importance to Mamie. In fact, while at the White House, some of her closest relationships were with those who worked for the White House itself.
She would keep up pictures of their children and their families around her dresser. Those were the people that she really endeared herself to.
The home has several interesting items on display. Perhaps the most unique and well-traveled are a pair of chairs.
She gave two chairs that traveled all over the world with Ike and Mamie. So they went to all 27 of the homes that they had lived in together.
While most presidents have birthplace homes that are preserved as historical sites, this is one of the few birthplace sites of a first lady. A small yet important landmark in this town. Traveling the countryside in Boone, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Hemp is hot. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The nation's first hemp seed bank is being developed at Cornell University, which will benefit growers and researchers as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Hemp is a rapidly growing industry, which means more studies need to be done on the plant to produce the best product. Cornell University's hemp breeding program is in its third year and will house the nation's only industrial hemp seed bank. The USDA's Agricultural Research Service will maintain the germplasm and collaborate with Cornell scientists. Larry Smart is a horticulture professor at the university's School of Integrated Plant Science. He says this is a desperately needed resource that will have many future benefits for growers and researchers.
It provides materials that may hold genes for disease resistance or pest resistance, unique developmental traits for the plant, different crown form and plant leaf shape. In our case, also in hemp, different biochemistry that may lead to production of medicinally active compounds. The seed banks that USDA maintains try to capture the broadest genetic diversity of the species.
He says they're reaching across the country and the globe to collect hemp seeds and expand the collection.
Some of who are interested in collecting feral hemp in their states. So that would be hemp that was originally grown for fiber in the Midwest. If others in breeding programs, even commercial breeding programs, are willing to share germplasm that they have, then I'm sure USDA would accept that, as well as potentially negotiating agreements with other public seed banks in Europe or China, for example.
It's estimated that cultivars developed at Cornell could be ready for growers within 5 years. Learn more about the hemp seed bank at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Last night I lay asleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of
Oh, City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is thankful for all the nurse practitioners in the area. These professional people go the extra mile to make sure their patients receive the best care possible. Their compassion and dedication are appreciated. From Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, let us care for you.
Using tech to make farming more climate smart. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The University of Georgia leads a multi-university effort to make farms more climate smart. The effort centers around the concept of 4D farming, according to principal investigator Glenn Rains.
The 4Ds is the digital and data-driven demonstration farm. One of the overall goals is to have a working farm, primarily using precision ag tools and data management tools that are commercially available so that we can give farmers some feedback on the costs and the benefits of using those in a real world situation.
Rain says livestock operations will be an important focus for the 4D project.
We're integrating livestock production in with our crop rotations to improve production. One way we're going to be looking at is using livestock waste to help reduce outside inputs of fertilizer and also utilizing things like cover crops in the winter and summer crops as well to feed the cattle. Looking at increasing beneficial insect populations through the cover crops, reducing reliance on outside chemicals.
Collaborating colleges include Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College in Georgia, Clemson University in South Carolina, and Kansas State University. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Monday today, still kind of mixed on the board right now for the grain market. Livestock started off higher, but now we're seeing mostly lower numbers on the board there. So kind of a quick drop in the livestock overall. December corn, though, still down 1.5 cents at 465.5. We have the Kansas City wheat for December down by 5.25 at 612.75 cents. Over in the livestock, the soybean market, we see soybeans in the green still. Not as big as what we started off as, but still slightly higher, as the beans are up 9.25 cents to 13.49 and a half. We have the meal for December down 2.90 at 4.50 and 40 cents, and the soybean oil for December in the green 73 cents at 52 and 74 cents. Metals market today mostly lower, with December gold down 7.60 at 19.77 and 10 cents. The silver for December is down 0.25 at 23.60. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
And welcome again to the Ag Resource Market Watch with the latest news direct from the Chicago Board of Trade. I'm Dan Bossi. On Monday, the 20th of November, this broadcast is being brought to you by Bayer. Well, the big news over the weekend was the Argentinian election, and liberal candidate Javier Milei was elected president. Now, Milei has promised to, of course, gut the financial system of Argentina to rid itself of insipid inflation. Now, Milei is looking at getting rid of the central bank, lowering export taxes, lowering taxes in general on the population, and also, of course, dollarizing the economy to get rid of the peso. All of this is unknown at the moment, but the market saw it as somewhat negative overnight and then rallied thereafter. Other news this morning has, of course, Algeria looking for wheat, but Brazilian weather, there is some rain in the forecast for portions of northern Brazil, but amounts look to be rather light, somewhere between anywhere inch and a half, about half of normal. That'll be key as we go through the week. Brazilian weather is still the big fundamental here in Chicago. Until next time, I'm Dan Bossi. This broadcast brought to you by Bayer. We'll be right back.
When you're an expert on soil and crops, you're a soil scientist. When you're an expert on the weather, you're a meteorologist. And when you're an expert on soybeans, you are an Asgrow farmer. Like you, Asgrow brand is relentlessly focused on soybeans, with localized products featuring leading genetics and weed management systems. It all works together to give you maximum profit potential. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
So soybeans still on the uptrend today for a Monday, with January beans up 9.5 cents at 13.49¾. The meal's down 2.90 at 4.50¼. And the soybean oil for December is in the green 71 cents at 52.74. Metals market today is mostly lower, with gold for December down 7.80 at 19.76¢. The silver's down a quarter at 23.60. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss the most innovative ag technology that exists today on display in Lincoln at the Nebraska Ag Expo, the second largest indoor ag show in the U.S. December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Check out all the latest technology in row crop and livestock production, robotics, and more at the Expanded Innovation Hub. Mark your calendar. That's December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Register online at NebraskaAgExpo.com to get your tickets in advance and save $5. See you in Lincoln. The Nebraska Ag Expo is sponsored in part by Farm Credit Services of America and Ag Direct.
CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort wish everyone a happy holiday season. Make CJ your last stop before you hit the road. With friendly and helpful staff, snacks, drinks, and premium dino fuel, now save even more when you download the new CJ Go app. Safe travels from CJ Express, with locations in Marysville and Frankfort.
Every cattle producer has a vision of the ideal cattle herd. Carefully choosing replacement heifers gets you closer to your goal. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
High-quality replacement heifers are a big investment for the cow-calf producer. Whether bought or home-raised, these females are the genetic building blocks for the herd. They will be expected to produce and wean a calf every year for many years. The selection process begins at weaning, when heifers are typically 6 to 8 months old. David Lawman is an extension beef cattle specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says there are many factors that go into the decision, but he recommends selecting heifers that were born early and bred early.
Those two things tell you that the management and the genetics of that animal line up pretty well, and those animals are a reasonable fit for their environment. So just something as simple as selecting early born heifers and retaining the early bred heifers over time can improve the fertility in a commercial cow-calf operation substantially.
Consider females that have enough body condition to be healthy but aren't too fat or very thin. Another factor should be the animal's temperament. Docility is an important trait.
That's a characteristic that you can identify early on, and probably a good time to assess that is at weaning. You know, when the animals are being sorted and as they're being processed for vaccination through the chute and so on, producers should be able to get a pretty good assessment of those heifers that are difficult to handle, excitable, and so on.
I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips on choosing replacement heifers at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Monday today, still kind of mixed on the board right now for the grain market. Livestock started off higher, but now we're seeing mostly lower numbers on the board there. So kind of a quick drop in the livestock overall. December corn, though, still down 1.5 cents at 465.5. We have the Kansas City wheat for December down by 5.25 at 612.75. Over in the livestock, the soybean market, we see soybeans in the green still. Not as big as what we started off as, but still slightly higher, as the beans are up 9.25 cents to 13.49.5. We have the meal for December down 2.90 at 4.50.40. And the soybean oil for December in the green, 73 cents at 52.74. Metals market today, mostly lower, with December gold down 7.60 at 19.77.10. The silver for December is down 0.25 at 23.60. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups. The LTZ71 packages with a $1,500 and $2,500 available. A new 2023 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ71 package too. New pickups awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Every month, the K-State Livestock Economist puts together a meat demand monitor, which tracks how consumer preferences change. Glenn Tonser discusses what he saw in the recent monitor. He begins by sharing the stats from people's willingness to pay in grocery stores and restaurants.
We track a lot of demand information here. The latest would be from the beef and pork checkoff supported meat demand monitor. In October, willingness to pay through the grocery store was up on 6 of the 8 evaluated products. That included ribeye steak, ground beef, pork chops, several that we regularly track. We flick over to food service. It was actually even stronger. 7 of the 8 meals, specifically the dinner meals, were assessing what you're willing to pay to have a center-of-the-plate meat entree and your dinner meal away from home. The only item that was not was ribeye steak.
When purchasing protein, people consider many different things important, like freshness, taste, price, and safety. Tonser explains how price is a consistent factor in meat purchasing.
One of the other things I want to highlight here is price is ranking very high historically. So we started this project in February 2020. Price was the third highest in our series here in October. The others were also in 2023. So the importance of price in making protein purchasing decisions is notably higher here in 2023 than it has been in other months. Remember, most of those months were throughout the pandemic when we had a lot of uncertainty. Consumers are quite concerned about their finances, is what I'm trying to drive home.
He says how there is usually a relationship between consumer finances and willingness to spend money on meat products.
We follow something from the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey, and simply I'm asking, are your household finances better, the same, or worse than they were a year ago? And in October, 21% indicated their finances are better than last year. But unfortunately, that means 79% don't think they're better. 35% actually say it's worse, and the balance say it's the same. The relevance for our listeners here is there's notably lower rates of consumption of beef steak, chicken breast, and pork chops if you say your finances have gotten worse. So this is not surprising. Most economists would say meat proteins tend to be some of the more expensive items in our food basket. Demand for those is stronger when our incomes go up. And one step away from that statement is if your financial sentiment and your situation is deteriorating, your incomes probably haven't been going up. So these go hand in hand with what economists would expect. Hopefully, as we move through this holiday season, maybe we get past some of the current macroeconomic clouds. Some of that bearish financial sentiment will change, and maybe that can be an additional boost for meat demand broadly.
That was Kansas State University livestock economist Glenn Tonser on the results of the October Meat Demand Monitor. Understanding what is important to consumers is valuable when it comes to recognizing why livestock markets might be reacting the way they are. For more information and results, visit www.agmanager.info. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX, Marysville.